Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Across the vein of night, there comes a fantasy ring light, burning like a beacon on the edges of our sight. At the border of darkness, and the light's divinely bright, a slogan let its shadows stretch and light on either side, either side.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. That's Nexus. That's a great song from, it's the very first song on the Innocent Age album. That album is at least 30 years, it's more than 30 years old. It's 33 or 4 years old. And I promise you, it's a double album. When you buy it, you'll love it. You'll thank me later. Welcome back. It's 23 after. You know who I am. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. The world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I'm broadcasting live from Livingston, Montana, looking out over the Yellowstone River. The view is will take your breath away. Come to Big Sky Country, folks. Come to Montana and just stand still and open your eyes, and it'll take your breath away. Do an about-face. Open your eyes, and it'll take your breath away. Everywhere you look, it's magnificent country, and the people are great. They're the most unpretentious people that you'd ever want to be around, and because they're just so happy to be here, for one thing. Dale Sexton is one of those guys. He's a native of Livingston, Montana, right here in southeastern Montana, right on top of northwest Wyoming, very near to Yellowstone Park. And Dale is a small business owner, just like you. He's got an outfitting business, Timber Trails, where he sells retail clothes and has a retail shop where he sells clothes and backpacking and hiking and different kinds of gear. Dale, welcome back to the show. And also, Dale, you're an outfitter. You're a fishing guide, right?
Yeah, Jim. I've been in the fishing industry as a professional since 1983, actually, when I was a senior in high school. And I started fishing probably before I could walk. Fortunately, I had a
so you know you know where all the fishing holes are around here, don't you?
Well, there's a lot of fishing holes around here. I know a good number of them, but I wish I knew them all. And maybe before I pass on, I will get a chance to know them all.
You're too modest, Dale. I know you know where all of them are. So the book is out on you, Dale. So okay. An outfit. One thing I want to point out is if you get a guide, if you have a guide to take you fishing, whether you're wading or whether you're floating a river, that guide has to be contracted through an outfitter. Tell us how that works.
Well, essentially, you know, everybody needs to start somewhere if you want to become involved in the fishing industry You know, guiding is not for everybody. It generally takes a person who is fairly upbeat, bit of a type A personality, kind of, sort of. Not
patient,
always.
Patient.
Yeah, patient. And, you know, it's as much about getting along with your client as it is about being able to find fish.
That's right.
Because there's just
some
days when, you know, the fishing's always good. The catching sometimes isn't that great. But, you know, you can't guarantee good fishing, but you can guarantee good service and you can guarantee good food. You know, we always provide lunch. And
good attitude and help being helpful. And I'll tell you what, it's not for wimps either. You don't, if you're not in pretty darn good shape, you don't need to be a fishing guide. I can tell you that right now.
It has a way of keeping you young, for sure. And you know, so a guide basically needs to work as a guide status for 3 years before they can become an outfitter, and then there's a test that you need to take, and there's a whole lot of licensing that you got to pay for,
So the way to find a guide is to find an outfitter, and then the outfitter will put you on the guide that's probably the best for your circumstance, and that's the way it works. So that was something that I didn't know exactly till I met Dale, and he explained all that to us. So folks, Dale, you can find Dale in Livingston under Timber Trails, right? Timber Trails Outfitters.
Correct. Yep. Actually, Timber Trails were just my outfitting business is Hawk Ridge Outfitters, and then my retail store is Timber Trails. And
how long have you been in the retail business with your own store?
Well, we opened in 1996, so going on 20 years, quite a while now.
How do you like being in the retail business? I was in retail years ago. It's not for the faint of heart.
No, it's one of those businesses here in Livingston that really puts me into contact with people who have a lot in common with what I do. You know, 95% of the customers who walk through that door, we all share a common interest, which is, you know, our love and appreciation for the outdoors, and mm-hmm. and so it's pretty neat because that's a good conversation starter right there, and we just really like doing what we do. I've got a stellar staff here, and we all have that in common, that we just really appreciate the outdoors, and we appreciate sharing with other people where to go to see a certain experience or whatever they're looking for, essentially, and we just really
that's what's cool about a Main Street small business. You mm-hmm. go there, hopefully you buy something, but you know, one thing for sure, if it's the right kind of business, and yours is, if it's the right kind of people with the right attitude, whether they're on wherever they are on Main Street America, you'll leave with some information, with a story, maybe and probably with a smile if the people will engage with you, and that's what you do when people walk in your store. Dale, I gotta wrap it up. I've enjoyed our visit. Thank you for being here. Thanks for being such a great host and a great ambassador for Montana and for Livingston. And I appreciate you being here very much. Keep up the good work. I'm proud of you.
Thank you, Jim. My pleasure. Thank you.
See you next time. Dale Sexton, ladies and gentlemen, with Timber Trails Outfitters. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me, I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.